And now, after a week of nominations, days of vetting, hours of voting, it's time for the Doc and Woody Bonehead of the Week.
All right, the votes are in, and here's what you've been voting for. The fans of Kanye West who have been buying Ziploc bags of his air on eBay. Somebody who was there in the front row at a concert claimed that he zipped up some air from a Kanye West concert and it could be his breath in there. People paying $300 or more for these Ziploc bags. We've got a woman in North Carolina who was walking down the street. A street magician walked up to her and said, "Hey, want to see a trick?" And she said, "Oh, man, I love magic." So he says, "Give me some money." So she handed him $1,600. And it disappeared.
Magic. Into thin air.
Along with the magician. I still don't understand why she didn't just give him a dollar. Why did you have to give him all $1,600? I mean, it was dumb to begin with, but geez. Then we have the guy who's a contractor in China. He had to borrow $30,000 from friends and family to pay his workers for a job. He was worried that somebody might break into his house and steal it, so he asked his wife to stash it somewhere. For some reason, he felt more secure if she would take care of the problem.
Oh, I have the perfect place for it.
She decided the safest spot was inside their wood-burning stove.
Great idea.
Then she woke up the next morning.
They'll never find it there.
She forgot it was there. Lit the stove to make some tea and burned it all. It's gone.
I told you, they'll never find it there.
Okay. Okay, Bubbles.
Then we've got the young kid, 17-year-old guy, butterflies in his stomach over a girl, bees in his head because he's a teen, decided it would be a good idea to get together with some friends and steal a goat. His plan was then to take the goat over his girl's house and say, "Would you goat with me to the prom?"
Get it?
And if that wasn't bad enough, the cops showed up while they were trying to load the goat into the truck. They were arrested. In jail, not going to the prom.
That's it.
Yep. And then there's the guy who had the perfect plan. Oh, he loved his girlfriend so much. He was going to do her the biggest favor. So it was her birthday. He said, "Hey, I got a surprise for you. Come with me." She said, "Oh, this is going to be great." And so he said, "Follow me." So he took her hand and walked her into a cosmetic surgery office where he informed her that in half an hour, she had an appointment to get her boobs enhanced. "Honey, you're going to have bigger boobs. Aren't you excited?" And she was like, no.
"And you're going to have no boobs."
She was not happy. She said, "If you didn't like my boobs, I don't need to be with you anymore. I like my boobs just the way they are." Okay, Eric, this is tough, man. There's so many great ones to vote for. Who did the Shay Nation choose?
It's a landslide.
What?
A landslide.
You couldn't have a landslide, but they're so close.
This has been a banner week for Bone.
Yes, yeah.
It certainly has. But when you put the word Kanye West in a Bonehead nominee, it wins.
No!
Oh, really? 40% of the Shay Nation voted for the people buying Kanye's concert air.
Oh, man, I thought the boobs were going to win. Well, Kanye, boobs.
Yeah. Bonehead, Bonehead, Bonehead. Bonehead, Bonehead, Bonehead. Bonehead, Bonehead, Bonehead.
8:16, Doc and Woody Radio Show at Shay 106.